Donat. So we're on the Mem Aleph Ahmed Aleph, a complicated Gemara yesterday, which we are continuing today. So in order to understand the continuation, let's do a brief chazara of yesterday. The Gemara said in the name of Rav Chanan that Edim, who testify about a Nara HaMa'urasa, a betrothed woman, that she committed adultery. As we've already pointed out, Rashi points out, it could well have spoken about a married woman as well. It would make no difference. Why did the Gemara indeed talk about a betrothed woman and not a married woman? The Gemara will later discuss. So either way, that's what we're talking about, a betrothed woman. And the Gemara says that these Edim can never ever be put to death because they can always say that we never plotted, we never planned to put her to death. The whole punishment of Edom Zomim is always Ka'asher Zomam. What does it mean, Ka'asher Zomam? As they plotted. Well, in this particular case, they can always claim we did not plot to put her to death. Well, if that's the case, why did you bother coming to Beis Din at all? For a different reason. In order to forbid her to her husband, as we said, in the case of Nara Amurasa, and for that matter, any married woman, there is a double ramification of the fact that she committed adultery. Number one, she's chayav misa. Number two, that for the moment she's also to her husband. So the Edim can always say that we didn't come to inflict the death penalty on her. We came for a different reason completely. We came to inflict a different issa, which is make her asa to her husband. Ah, so you weren't therefore trying to get her killed, and therefore they in turn will not be killed. Now, the Gemara didn't understand that. How on earth can you say that they didn't plot to give her the death penalty? After all, they must have given her hasra, and they must have said to her explicitly, you will suffer the death penalty if you commit this aveira. So how can they now come to Beis Din and say, no, that's not what we had in mind? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a woman who actually does not need a hasra. She's an isha chaveira. If she's an isha chaveira, she knows the halachas. Without getting involved now, what are the exact qualifications and credentials to be considered a chaveira? But she is. And therefore, the Edom will say, in all honesty, we did not give her any hasra whatsoever. Why not? Because she doesn't require hasra, because we're going according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, no hasra was given. We genuinely did not come to inflict the death penalty on her at all. And therefore, in turn, even in the event that the Edom are made into Zomamin, they will not be killed because they were not planning to inflict the death penalty. The Gemara asked, therefore, Akasha. Have a look at the Gemara, the last word on the sixth line of the Gemara, the Kivan. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. The Kivan de inhu loimiktali. Seeing as you tell me that you can never kill the Edim. The Edom will never be killed, even in the event that it turns out the Edom Zomim, they will not be killed. Why not? Because as we've just said, they can always turn around and say, I'm very sorry, we did not intend to kill her. So if that's the case, this woman herself, heichi miktala, how can she ever be killed? How can she ever be killed? Even if she's a chaveira, even if she didn't need a hasra, and she absolutely knows the consequences full well of her actions, but how can she be indeed killed? After all, havyelo eidos she'i ato yochel lahazima. This is eidos which is not subject to hazama. For kol eidos she'i ato yochel lahazima, lo ishma eidos. It's not considered eidos. As we said yesterday, every eidos must, by definition, be mazimable. What does that mean, mazimable? Number one, it means that it must be able, must be possible for it to be proven that they're liars. Number two, it must be possible to give them the punishment that they themselves are trying to inflict. Well, if you tell me that in this particular case, you can never give them the punishment, why? Because they can always squirm out and say, sorry, we didn't have the death penalty in mind. Well, then it's Eidos, which is not subject to Hazoma. Eidos, which is not subject to Hazoma, by definition, is not Eidos. So if that's the case, how indeed would we have killed this woman anyway? You're telling me that what? That we were on the verge of killing this woman. At the very last minute, the Edom were proved to be Zomermin, but they do not get killed. Well, if the Edom do not get killed, then their Eidos is not Eidos. That's not called Hazama. So how can you ever kill a Naara Hamarasa? Her Edom can always say we didn't have Eidos in mind, at least in the case of Chaveira when there was no Hasra. Look at Rashi. Loishmo Eidos. What does that mean, Loishmo Eidos? Hoil since the E Efsha Lekayim Boy. Because you cannot be Mekayim, you cannot fulfill the requirement of the Torah, which is quote unquote, the Dorashta, Vechokarta, Vedorshu HaShoftim, Vehinei Eid Sheker. The Torah clearly says we must do investigation of the Edim, and maybe they will turn out to be Edei Sheker, meaning Zomemim. If we cannot fulfill that pasuk, then the whole Eidos is not considered an Eidos. So if you're telling me that these Edom can always say, excuse me, we did not have the death penalty in mind, and therefore they themselves cannot be killed, so I can never fulfill that requirement of the pasuk. So the whole Eidos is a non-starter. Says the Gemara, you're right, 100%. Hochanami ka'omar. That's precisely what I meant, says Rav Hanan. That's absolutely, Rav Hanan says, you didn't let me finish the sentence. That's exactly what I meant. I meant to say that the Edim cannot be killed for reasons that we've explained. And if you only would have let me finish the sentence, I would have continued and I would have said the following. Mitoich she'ein neherogin. Because they themselves cannot be killed. Why not? She'echoilin loima, because they can always say, lo'oisra al ba'alobonu. We only came to forbid her to our husband. Again, we're talking about Chaveira where there's no Asro. Therefore, for that very reason, Rav Hanan says, I would have finished the sentence by saying, Af hi einon neheregas. So, yes, 100%. So, too, she will not be killed either, precisely for the reason that we said before. Because for that very reason, it is in fact Eidos, which is Iyata Yochel HaZimah. And an Eidos, which is Iyata Yochel HaZimah, doesn't constitute an Eidos. And therefore, Rav Hanan was really telling me that yes, I meant to say a double Chiddush. I only verbalized one of them. But Chiddush number one is that the Edim cannot be killed because they can always say we were never trying to inflict a death sentence. And the Chiddush number two is by definition, by extension, therefore the woman herself also can't be killed because it's Eidos, which is not subject to Hazama. So if that's the case, essentially Rav Hanan, now Rav Hanan's Chiddush makes sense. Except we now have to wonder, does that therefore mean that a woman can never be killed for committing znus? Because the Edom can always turn around and say, listen, we never had in mind to inflict the death sentence. We had in mind something else. Okay, stage one. Stage two, therefore the Edom cannot be killed because not Kasher Zoma. Stage three, therefore the woman herself will not be killed because it's not Edos. So how do you ever put a woman to death for znus? Now, we need to qualify that question. It's a very good question, and the Gemara is about to ask it, but it needs one qualification. It's not quite true to ask, how does a woman ever get Misa for Znus? You know why that's not a true question? Why is that not a fair question? Because if we're not talking about an Isha Chaveira, rather we're talking about a regular woman, well, of course she gets killed because the Edom must have given Hasra. And if the Edom must have given Hasra, that means they clearly told her, if you commit this Aveira, you will get the death penalty. Well, then the Edom cannot turn around 5 minutes later and say, sorry, we didn't have in mind to give her the death penalty. What do you mean? You warned her, that's going to be the consequence. Well, then it would be Eidos, which is subject to Hazama, and she would be killed. So if we want to qualify the question, where would the question take effect? With an Isha Chaveira. an isha chavera who does not get hasra. So can she ever, ever, ever be put to death for zanus? Remember, if she doesn't get hasra, then the Edim can always have got an escape route. They can always say, listen, we didn't talk to her about the death penalty. We didn't need to. She knows everything. She's an Isha Chavira. And if that's the case, when we gave our testimony in Beis Din, we did not intend to put her to death. Well, if that's the case, it's Eidos She'iyat Yochal Azima, because they themselves will not be put to death. In that case, there's no Eidos. In that case, she won't be put to death. And that's the Gemara's Kasha now. Hello, if that's the case, the Isha Chavira, in the case of an Isha Chavera, the Kaimalon, the Miktala, who we hold that yes, there must be a case of getting a death sentence. When will that be? Aliba de Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda, that she doesn't need Hasra. Heichi Mishkachas La? Question mark. How can you ever, ever, ever find a case of an Isha Chavera being put to death for Znos? It seems absurd. Because she's a bigger Talmud Chacham, because she doesn't need her straw, so she actually has a lighter weight sentence, she'll never be put to death for zanus. How can that be? Look at Rashi. Elo, Isha Chaveiro, says Rashi, the Kaimalon, the Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, the Miktala Beloy Hasra. You're telling me that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds she doesn't need her straw, and she'll be put to death anyway. How can that be? Eichi Mishkachas lo. How can you possibly find a scenario? Hakiven de in who? Because they, meaning the Edim, loy miktari, they won't be killed, mishum di choylin loy ma, because they can always say, lo israbanu, quote unquote. If that's the case, ihi nami, so she also, nami loy miktala, can never be killed. So we have an absurd situation, lechayra, that's all the Gemara is asking. That an Isha Chaveira, who does not get Hasra, the Edim did not mention one word about the death penalty to her. So how does she ever, ever, ever face the death sentence for Zanus? If the Edim did not mention the death penalty, and indeed they don't need to because she's a Chaveira, so they can always have got a get out clause. They can always say, we didn't intend to kill her. So therefore they can't be killed, and therefore she can't be killed. So how do you ever get the death sentence for an Isha Chaveiro? So we need, what must be the answer, Rabbi Say? What must be the answer? The answer must be that we need to design a case where for some reason they cannot claim that we only came to forbid her to her husband. We must design a case where it's muchach, it's absolutely conclusive that they came to put her to death. You know when that is? Says the Gemara, I'll give you a scenario. Kesha zinsa, v'chozra v'zinsa. This is not the first time she committed znus. She committed znus once, for whatever reason, didn't get a death penalty. We're not getting involved. Why? But she's osa to her husband already. Why is she osa to her husband? Because of the znus the first time round. Now that Edim step into Beis Din, and again, we're talking about where they know about her first znus. So Edim walk into Beis Din and they say, Moirai v'raboisai. We hereby testify that this woman committed znus. One second. You jolly well know that she's already committed znus. You jolly well know that she's already forbidden to her husband. So why did you come to Beis Din? For what purpose? Don't tell me that you came to Beis Din to forbid her to her husband when she's already forbidden to her husband. So it must therefore be the only reason you came to Beis Din was for what? In order to inflict the death penalty on her. Ah! So then the Edom cannot claim that we came for other reasons. They must have come for the death penalty. Therefore, they will be killed in the event that they are found Zaymamin. It is therefore Edos, which is mazimable, and therefore she'll get the death penalty as well. Says Rashi, look at Rashi. Keshazinsa v'chazra v'zinsa. We're talking about that she committed znus, and then she went again and committed znus for a second time. Now the second group of Eidos, meaning the Eidim who are testifying about the second znus, now they cannot say, they cannot possibly say that we came to forbid her to her husband. Why? Shari kvar nesra miznos rishon, because she's already forbidden to her husband because of the first nus, and we're assuming that the second Adam know that. Veloi ba'u, they must therefore have come el lahorga. They must have therefore come for what reason? To kill her, because there is no other halachic ramification of their edus. Nobody walks into Bezdin if there's no consequence. Nobody walks into the Bezdin and say, we're giving testimony. Why? No, for no good reason. Well, that's called Lashon Hara. So therefore, the only precedent, the only case where Edim come to Bezdin is because in order to try and bring about a certain consequence. Normally, in the case of Zanus, there's a double consequence, which is forbidden to her husband and also death penalty. In the case where she is already forbidden to her husband, what would halacha be then? It must be they came to inflict the death sentence because nothing else left. To be honest, I'm not sure why the Gemara couldn't have said even a simpler answer or maybe another answer. Meanwhile, the husband has died. We're coming to give testimony about a certain woman who committed znus. And I'm afraid to say, the next morning, her husband happens to have dropped dead. And then the next day, the Eidim walk into Bezdin, and they say, we give Eidos that this woman committed znus. So don't tell me that they're giving Eidos to forbid her to her husband. She doesn't have a husband. He just dropped dead, or he divorced her. So once again, the only ramification left on the table must be to give her a death penalty. Either way, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said a different case. We're talking about where the husband is still alive and well, and she's happily married. Maybe. But al-Kopponim, she's definitely married, and in which case she's already ossed to her husband because of the first nus. So if we ask ourselves the question, why on earth did the Eidim come now to testify about the second nus? Don't tell me it's for reasons of forbidding her to her husband. That can't be. Why can't it be? Because she's already forbidden to her husband. And if she's already forbidden to her husband, well, then obviously the only reason that they came is because of death penalty. Poshet. Okay. However, the Gemara now says, actually, not so poshet. Why is it not so poshet? Says the Gemara, 1 second. Do you remember we said before that what are the ramifications of znus besides for the death penalty? That she becomes forbidden to who? To the husband and also the boil. The boil is the one who committed the adultery with her. Ah, if that's the case, we're stuck again. Why are we stuck? How do you know? You're right, it's the second znus. This is not the first time round. And she's already ossed to her husband. But how do you know that the Eidim are coming with intent to put her to death and not to forbid her to her husband because she's already forbidden, so there's no other consequence? It's not true. There is another consequence. What is that? Maybe the Eidim can say, we came to forbid her to the boil forever. Even in the event that her husband divorces her or dies, she is not ever, 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 ever allowed to marry the person with whom she committed znus. So what on earth does it make a difference that this is not the first znus? It's the second one, even if it's the 100th one. What's the difference? The Eidim now come and say, listen, she committed znus. I know that she's already forbidden to her husband, so why did we come to Bezdin? To forbid her to the boil, but not to give her a death sentence. Says the Gemara, but surely v'ha yecholin loymar la oisro al boyalo, not al ba'alo, which is the husband, al boyalo sheni, the second boyal bonu. So once again we're stuck. Look at Rashi. Because we hold in Masechta Soita, we learn it from a pasuk. It says the word v'nitma'o twice. Shtei pomim. K'shem she'asura le'ba'alo, kach asura le'boil. A double word, just like she's forbidden. She's tamea, as it were, to her husband. She's also tamea to the boil. So why can't the Edim say, I'm sorry to tell you, you're right. We never came to commit the death penalty. We never came to make her forbidden to the husband. So why on earth did you come? To forbid her to the second boil. In which case, we're still stuck. How can you possibly give this woman a death sentence? Prove to me, in the case of a Chaveira, where there was no Asra, how can you possibly prove to me that they came to inflict the death sentence? Maybe they came to forbid her to the second boil. Says the Gemara, fine, I've got another scenario. Shazinsa mi boyel rishoin. It's the second time she committed znus, but with the same person. Ah, if it's the same person, then she's already forbidden to this fellow because of the first Aveira. So nothing new has been added second time round. Ask the Edim, why did you come? Don't tell me La Oistra al Bala. Don't tell me to forbid her to her husband because she's already forbidden to the husband. Don't tell me to forbid her to the boil. It's the same boil. And if it's the same boil, she's already forbidden to him. Ah, so by process of elimination, what must they have come for? There's only one thing left. And what is that? Clearly to put her to death. In the case where you came to put her to death, well, yes, enachnami. So in that case, indeed, it'll be an edus shata yochel hazimo. And if it's edus shata yochel hazimo, so then in the same way as the edim themselves will be killed, so too we can kill the edim as well. That's one teretz. The Gemara gives another teretz. Inami shezinso mikroiveho. What does that mean? Shezinso mikroiveho. We're talking about that she committed znus second time round with who? With a relative of hers, with her brother, with her father, whoever it may be. Well, she's anyway forbidden to them because of Gilui Arayos. So once again, the Edom cannot say that we came to forbid her to the second boil. The second boil happens to be her brother, who's forbidden to her anyway. So why did you come and give your testimony to Beis Din? There could be only one reason. What is that? In order to inflict the death penalty. Says Rashi, Shezinso, either mi boil rishon v'kvar nesra olov, she is already forbidden to him. Inami, alternatively, shezinso mikroiveha, shehi asura lohem. Well, she's forbidden to them anyway, mishum erivo. As an erivo, person's not allowed to have relations with a close relative. So therefore, again, the Edim cannot possibly say that they came to forbid her to her husband because she was forbidden first time round. They cannot possibly say they came to forbid her to the boil because either it's the same boil or the boil is osur to her anyway. So why did they give testimony? A process of elimination, it must be. They gave testimony for one reason and one reason only, to inflict the death penalty. And then if they are made zoymimin, what will happen to them? They will jolly well be put to death. It's edus sh'ata yochoy la'azimo, and that's how you can kill the woman herself. By the way, when the Gemara just now gave two tirutzim, teretz number one, that it's the same boil, teretz number two, that the boil is a relative, there's a third teretz. You know what the third teretz is? Look at the second last toisus on the Amud. Look at La oistral balo bonu aboyala sheni bonu. Avamotzi la meima. We could have said another case, the Irish Azinso, with testifying that she committed Znus. However, the law Yodi Mihu, but we don't know who it is. We definitely saw her commit Znus, but we don't recognize the man. We're not coming to testify about the man. So if we can't recognize the man, again, they cannot say that we came to forbid her to the man because we don't know who the man is. We've got no idea who he is. So we've got three possibilities, two in the Gemara, one in Tosfos. Case number one is that it's the same boil, so she's already forbidden to him. So the Edom are not adding anything. Case number two is that the boil was a korev, a relative. So once again, she's forbidden to him anyway, and she's forbidden to him anyway. What are the Edom adding? Case number three in Tosfos, we don't know who the boil is. We don't recognize him. So in all those three cases, the Edom cannot possibly say that the reason why we're giving testimony is in order to forbid her to the boil. Definitely not to the husband, because we're talking about second time round. Not to the boil, because it's the same one, or he's a relative, or we don't know who it is. So, Ribbono shel Olam, why did you come to give testimony? Must be for one reason only. What is that? You must have come to give testimony in order to inflict the death penalty. And therefore, if the Edom are made Zomimin, what will happen to them? They will jolly well be killed. If they will be jolly well killed, then it's Edos Sha'ata Yochel Lahazima. So, magic, we have found the case. We asked a Shaila before, how can you ever get a case of a Isha Chaveira who will be put to get death for Znos? She didn't get Hasra. So the Edom have always got a get-out clause. They can always say that we didn't come to inflict the death sentence, and therefore they themselves, if they are proved to be Zomimin, will not be put to death. That's called Edos She'i Ata Yochel Hazima, and therefore it's not Edos, so she can't be put to death either. So the answer is no. We have found a whole bunch of cases, at least three cases, where they cannot claim that. We have absolute, solid, non-debatable proof that they clearly came. Their testimony was for intention to put her to death. If they're made Zomimin, then they will be put to death. It's Eidos, which is jolly well Yochel Lahazima, and that's the case. So therefore, she will be killed as well. An incredible, incredible piece of Gemara. Unbelievable piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara. Now, this is the question that we said the Gemara is going to have to address. Why are we talking about a Nara Hamorasa and not a regular married woman? So remember, what did Rav Chanan say? Rav Chanan said that an Isha Nara Hamorasa who committed Znus, so the Edim will not be put to death, and in turn, yes, she also will not be put to death, because they can always say that, why did we come? We came to La Oistra Al Balo. That was Rav Chanan's Chiddush. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Naro Hamoirasa Denokat. Why did you mention Dafka, a case of a betrothed woman? Afilu nesua nami? Question mark. The exact same would be true in the case of a married woman. Why do you have to talk about a very specialized case when she's betrothed? Talk about a regular case. A woman who is married, committed adultery, and the Edom can always say that's true, but we didn't come to inflict the death penalty. We came to forbid on her husband. Why are you talking about a Nara Hamu'uros? Says the Gemara, you're 100% right. Of course, there's no difference with regard to our discussion. There is no difference between a Nara Hamu'urasa and a Nara Nesua. So do you know why we mentioned a Nara Hamu'urasa? To largen the Chiddush. Elo afilu hai. Even this particular woman, Anara Hamurasa, Deloy Yosva, to say who's not sitting with him, she doesn't live with him. Remember, we discussed yesterday, Anara Hamurasa, even though technically she's considered married, but she's not fully fledged married. She doesn't live with him. They're not in the same home. They're not having relations together. Where is she? Is she still at home? It's true she's considered an Eishes Ish. Absolutely. If she commits Nus as a Chiyuv Misa, but they're not living together. If that's the case, nonetheless, Yecholim Loimar Lo Banu. That's Rav Hanan's Chiddush. I might have said that, excuse me, the Eidim cannot claim that we came to forbid her to her husband when she's not even living with her husband. Ask the Eidim, can you please tell me, why did you come to Beis Din to testify about her? To forbid her to her husband? She's not living with her husband. It must be you came to inflict the death penalty. That's what Rav Hanan is being mechadesh, that no. Even in the case of Nara Hamurasa, where they are not yet living together, but because they will eventually, the Edim are still allowed to claim. That's why we testified, in order so that eventually, when they do get fully fledged married and will want to live together, we are here to outlaw that. So the reason why Rav Hanan mentioned Nara Hamurasa is not because, were she to be a Nara HaNesua, the halacha would be different. No, the halacha would be no different at all. The chiddush is even a Nara HaMurasa, who doesn't live with a husband. Look at Rashi. Afilu ha d'lo yasvi to say, even this woman who doesn't live with him. V'yikela if I might say, d'lo yasku adatayu, the Edom definitely were not thinking about lo isra olav. The Edom are clearly not thinking about forbidding her to her husband. Why not? Because they don't even see her tachtov, sitting with him. She's not sitting with him, she's sitting in her own home. So maybe, therefore, I would have been excused for thinking that, I'm sorry, the Edom cannot now turn around and say, yep, we came to forbid her to her husband. What do you mean? She's not even living with her husband. Says Rashi. The chiddush is that no, they are nonetheless entitled to say so. You're 100% right that at this particular stage, she is not yet living with her husband. But we definitely know that she is destined to do so because they're planning to get married in 6 months' time. We are hereby testifying that this woman committed znus, such that if and when she would want to get married, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband. And therefore, they've always got that get out clause. We did not come to inflict the death penalty. We came to inflict a different halacha, which is to forbid her to her husband. It's true. She's not yet living with her husband, but she will eventually. That's enough of a get out clause. And that's why the Eidim will not be put to death. And that is Rav Hanan's Chiddush. So in the final analysis, of course, there's no difference lahalacha between a Nara Hamu'urasa or a Nara Nesua. He only mentioned Nara Hamu'urasa in order to greaten the Chiddush. A quite phenomenal piece of Gemara. A phenomenal piece of Gemara. Okay, Rabbois, I will hold it over here. Mishnah next week, the last week of the year, we'll continue Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach.